This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Colin McPhillamy is an actor, director, and producer who's finishing up his final performances this weekend in Exit the King at Palm Beach Drama Works in West Palm Beach. He is also a published author, and here he reads an excerpt from the preface of his most recent book, An Actor Walks into China.
I started out to write an account of my experiences in China. While I worked, a tangle of smaller stories which also wanted to be told broke cover. I wrote these other stories and then I found they had no place in this book. A couple of insights made the work worth doing, though. For example, I realized that I would never have gone to the Middle Kingdom if I hadn't come to America. Put another way, I thought the story would be about a certain thing, and it turned out to be about something else, and then not about that. That would correspond neatly to adventures in a realm where not everything is as it seems. Somewhere, perhaps, like China. I liked everyone I met in China. In personal interactions, I met with warmth, hospitality, and friendship. One time, I was on a crowded bus in Beijing. To my considerable embarrassment, an elderly lady, seeing I was the lone stranger on board, vacated her seat, pushed, pulled, and generally manhandled me until I was sitting in it. My protestations were useless. She was an unstoppable force. We communicated with smiles and laughter, and most people on the bus thought it was funny too. In the brief time I taught English at Beijing University, I was incredibly impressed by the institution and the students. I was treated with exemplary respect and courtesy, and their diligence was astonishing. One young lady exchanged language practice with me once a week at lunch. "Can we discuss politics?" I asked tentatively. "Of course," she said. "What about the revolution?" I asked. "Which one?" she countered. "We have so many." In dealings with Chinese theatrical professionals, I met people who were dynamic and passionate, and I felt that we shared a delight in what might be achieved. I came away from my experiences in China full of admiration for the people and for the transformational achievements of the past few decades. It was only in the nitty-gritty of a business environment that the shouting started. My life as an actor has pitched itself somewhere between a holiday and a party, and in my line, they pay you in fun. My work has taken me from the Orkney Islands off the northern tip of Scotland to South Australia and many places in between. I've toured in Europe and the Middle East. I've worked in the West End at the Royal National Theatre in London and off Broadway, on Broadway too, at many places in the United States, at festivals in Australia and at the Sydney Theatre Company. I feel like I get around. None of the above prepared me for China.
Colin McPhillamy's book, An Actor Walks into China, is available at Amazon.com or at Colin's website, McPhillamy.com. To hear Colin read more excerpts, please log on to my website, ArtsRadioNetwork.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.